Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam Gilchrist. I hope you're well.
Hi, Lester. Very well, thank you. Yeah, how are you doing?
Very good. We're going to be starting with some very distressing news, but also an all-out rescue operation in the Himalayas. This after multiple people are missing in an avalanche. Gosh.
Yes, I've been looking for an update because they had to stop the rescue operation overnight. Obviously, searching mountains in the darkness isn't always a good idea. But I haven't seen an update yet. So as it stands, we know that four people have been killed and dozens are missing after this avalanche in the Indian Himalayas. 34 climbing trainees and seven instructors. They were practicing navigation. They were on the descent from a peak in Uttarakhand. Eight of the party are believed to have been rescued, and the rest are trapped in a crevasse as far as they can tell. As I say, search efforts had to be suspended when night came in, and also rain and snowfall, those two combined, which is a pretty ugly situation. So local reports are obviously looking at the number of casualties and how that may rise. But as we stand, 29 people are in serious peril somewhere halfway up a mountain in the Himalayas.
I've just been reading reports recently of how glaciers on and around Everest in the Himalayas have shrunk by something like 13% in the last 50 years. And it's causing a lot of concern to expedition groups who want to take trips, particularly to the Himalayas and particularly up Everest. But we move on now to Paris, France, where World Cup zones are being banned. And this is France's response to what they say is a protest action against the upcoming World Cup in Qatar.
Yeah, it's been a controversial hosting of the World Cup. The venue certainly has made a lot of people scratch their heads and think, hang on a moment. And although not an official across-the-board policy in France, city by city they're taking the decision not to have fan zones and giant screens and all that that entails. They often work, those things, and a way of sort of channeling people into proper places to watch rather than crammed into bars and clubs and things going horribly wrong. So far, well, Paris is the latest, but otherwise Lille, Marseille, Bordeaux, Strasbourg and Rennes, some of the biggest cities in France, have decided they will boycott the competition and not have the fan zones. Of course, it doesn't stop people watching them at home. But the guy in charge of Paris City Hall said the fact was that, of course, it's winter in Europe, therefore it's not the best idea to have fan zones down about. We don't normally have World Cups in winter. But B, in particular, this is about the human rights and environmental concerns of the host nation of Qatar. And as the mayor of Lille put it, it's a nonsense in terms of human rights, the environment and sport to hold the World Cup where it's being held. People have been saying this, of course, for many, many years. Mm. It doesn't change it, does it? It's still Qatar. It's still going to happen.
Hate FIFA. Love their product. That's my belief. And I'm in my every 4 year song and dance around, I'm going to boycott the World Cup. And I really, really hope I fulfill their promise this particular year, Adam. But I hope I don't fall into the spiral of when it comes to semifinals, all of a sudden peering my head around the corner into the TV area of my house and all of a sudden catching a game. It's really something that I am particularly battling with, not only as someone who believes in the upholding of human rights, but also for the love of football. I think we really need to undo our
But then I bet you watched I bet you watched the Olympics in Beijing, did you? And you know,
gosh, you know what I mean? That's the thing. I asked the question, is there anything called ethical consumption, especially when it comes to our sport? And finally, the phone tangle. The EU is agreeing to a standardized device charging port. It is music to the ears of people who regularly buy phones, and they're calling for a standardized charger amongst all various type of phones, whether it be Android or even Apple devices.
Yes, and in fact, all portable devices, ultimately. So yes, all iPhones, Android phones, whatever, tablets, cameras, etc., they'll all have to have the USB-C connector. Currently, the standard charger on Android, so of course this is going to tee off the Apple organization, which uses a different connector. But you're absolutely right. About bloomin' time. I have different charging connectors for my phone, my headphones, my earbuds, my laptop, and my speaker, and my wife has three more. So between us, I think that's eight. It's a spaghetti wire nightmare as to what you're charging and what happened to that one and who's plugged in there, etc. Except, of course, I mean, I'm thinking this is a blessing, but this is standardization for the EU and not so far the UK or South Africa or anywhere else. But maybe the EU will show us the way, because it is, frankly, at the moment, ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, now they just need to make charges that last more than a couple of months. And then,
oh, well, that would help too. Absolutely.
Adam Gilchrist is back with us tomorrow for The World View. Thanks so much for joining us, sir.